Hey everyone, this is Jim, producer of the Around the House Show podcast. If you're listening right now, you already know we bring you the best tips, tricks, and expert advice to fix, upgrade, and maintain everything in your home without the headaches or the huge bills. But if you're catching us on the radio or borrowing a friend's phone, you're missing out on new episodes dropping straight to your device every week. So do yourself a favor, hit pause for just a second, grab your phone, and subscribe to Around the House Show on your favorite podcast player. Whether it's Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube Music, or wherever you listen. It's completely free, and you'll never miss an episode again. Thanks for supporting the show. Now let's get back to making your house work for you.
Spring Home and Garden Show, and I want you to come out and say hello to us. We are out here with our friends at Pyramid Heating and Cooling, and we are out here having a great time, and this place is packed, and I think there are so many people that have been out there fighting the weather and wanted to get out and think of doing something with their home. So everybody ought to come down here and have a good time with us. I want to give out the numbers. Dane, why don't you give out the numbers here in the studio for us?
Well, you might be down there at the show, Eric, but here back in the studio, you can still call Eric. His number, 877-733-1011. Or you, if you're shy, we always tell you, you can drop us an email at ath@kxl.com or drop by the Facebook page, Around the House with Eric G. Around the House with Eric G.
Thanks, brother. Appreciate it. So we're down here, and we're having a good time at the show. This place is jammed. If you come down here to visit us, we're in the 300 aisle in the main hall here, which I think is the E hall. This is the one that has most of the home improvement stuff in it. The other one has a lot of garden stuff and home improvement stuff in it. Come on down and see us. We're also going to give away some prizes down here as well for you coming on and asking a few questions. So if you're down here, we might even give you something for coming on air. So we might have some fun with that. But want to welcome to the show Nathan with Pyramid Heating and Cooling. Welcome to the show, man.
Thank you very much.
All right. Well, let's talk about what you guys have going on because, man, with all this weather we've been having and the cold and the, I'm sure you guys are hopping doing last-minute repairs for people that weren't maybe maintaining their systems as good.
Oh, absolutely. We went from thinking springtime starting and weather's weather's going to turn to winter is here.
I take some blame on it because a couple weeks ago I did the spring home checklist and I declared winter's over and I did claim that this was going to bring it back and
so it was
Murphy
you.
Worked well. It was me.
You.
It's all your fault, Eric.
It is. When Dane was giving me, he was shaking my head when I did it and he's like, oh no, here it comes. And he was right.
Yep. So yeah, no, a lot of cold weather pushing into the 20s is pushing furnaces that haven't really had to work that hard.
Yeah, it's been easy. So what do you guys have going on? I know you guys have tons of specials and things like that going on, but let's hear about what you guys got going on because, man, you guys have some new cool stuff down here that's, you know, we talk about it on air a lot, but it's fun to actually, like, see at the booth.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we have some ductless mini split products out here. You can come and see what a ductless unit actually looks like. You can see, you know, how quiet they really are. We've got a furnace out here. You know, obviously it's, you know, gas furnace, gas heating season, so nothing quite like a warm gas furnace firing up on a 20-degree night.
No kidding.
And then lots of specials around those. I mean, maintenance specials on your existing stuff, you know, financing specials on new stuff, you know, extended warranties right now or something that we're bolting onto those, make sure they're taken care of for, you know, for a long time, 5-10 years.
See, that's the nice thing. You know, it's always tough when people have these old furnaces, and I see them all the time in homes. They're so inefficient, and you can get them into someplace and I get on a payment schedule and actually not have to write a big check all at once.
Yeah, absolutely. With some of our you know, deferred financing, there's 60 months. And so you're able to come and get a new furnace, have small payments, and actually offset some of that energy usage cost that you're used to by having a brand new system.
You got that massive heating bill and the massive air conditioning bill, and all of a sudden you're like, wow, these payments are pretty inexpensive compared to the,
that's right,
the big bills.
That's right. And then the extended warranties outpace the financing, so you're taken care of for a long time knowing that that thing's just going to turn on and provide the heat and the comfort that you've been looking for and wanting without stinging you every month with that bill coming in the mail.
It's not like having the payments on a car and you know you still got years left on the payment, but the warranty's up already.
Right. And the value's going down in a car.
Absolutely.
Not the case on your home.
Yeah, no kidding. Not anywhere around here with values.
No, not here.
Not in the Northwest. So let's talk about the equipment you guys are doing right now. I mean, this mini split, I mean, for people that don't know what a mini split is, I mean, if you've got that old home and you've got challenges with duct space and you've got that, maybe that loft up above the garage that always seems too cold or too hot, these things rock.
Oh, they're fantastic. Not only are they awesome this time of year to provide heating, but in the summer months, they're built in with air conditioning. It's a heat pump unit. So you've got the heating in the winter, keeping you warm at a significant savings over, you know, a cadet wall heater that, you know, you put in that bonus room when you were first building it. You plug one of these in, you hang it on the wall. They're beautiful units. They've come a long ways from the original look for them. They've got a sleek face. You know, temperature displays on them, they're remote controlled. They've even got now where they're smartphone controlled, so you go to your smartphone.
See, that's awesome.
Oh,
and
it's incredible.
I love that because I've got the smartphone control on my system at home, and I love being able to look at it and go, oh, wow, I'm going to kick that back just a little better.
Yep.
I'm going to turn the fan on, you know.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Mix the air up a little bit. It's really good that way for that stuff. I didn't think it would be as useful as it actually is.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, at some point, there'll probably just be a little gizmo on the wall, and everything will go through the phone. You won't even have to go up to your wall and touch it anymore.
And that's awesome. And the thing with these mini splits that I love is that they're very inconspicuous. It's not, you don't have to go put in all these big, huge things inside the house and ductwork with it to get there.
Yeah, you're not losing that precious floor space of, you know, a large piece of equipment with all the ducting, and how do we get up into the attic, which is an inefficient place to run ducting, or in the crawl space, which is not a very friendly place to run ductwork. You just mount the unit on the wall, you run your lines in between, you go through the startup, and then it's easy sailing.
Yeah, and it's a quick installation process in most cases as well, which is nice.
Absolutely.
You guys aren't in there for days and days on end, but
right.
These things in.
Right. Typically, it's a one day. By the end of that day, you've got heating and cooling in the area that maybe he's never had it before.
Man, I've got my buddy Skip Bedell who did that show Catch a Contractor. He's got one out of his house. And that was the first time I really got to hang around one that worked well like that. And it was one of these systems in Man out in New York. And I was out there in the middle of summer a few years ago at his house. And he had that place like a meat locker inside.
Oh, yeah.
And it was high humidity outside.
Yep.
It was just cranking. I couldn't believe how well it worked.
Yeah, and they're phenomenally quiet. I mean, it is so hard to actually, you know, get any noise transfer from the outdoor units. They're so quiet compared to, you know, conventional base model stuff. And then the indoor units, you know, you can have a, you know, be watching a movie in that bonus room, that thing's kicking away doing its thing, and you don't have to turn the volume up for it. It's fantastic.
Yeah, and that's what's great. And then they're, well, and, you know, compared to all these people out there with old oil heaters, and they don't have any AC with it, I mean, it's just a super clean way to go.
Yeah, it's that auxiliary benefit in the summertime of having, you know, you buy it for heating, for all the efficiency, and then you're like, oh, this has air conditioning. This is fantastic. They're an awesome system.
And they work great. It doesn't matter if you're in Portland here or even in some other areas where that are outside of the Portland market here, like, you know, Tri-Cities and down in Bend and even out there. Any of these with these temperature swings, they work really well with these things. The technology just keeps getting better and better with it.
Oh, yeah. When they first came out, you know, they were, you know, above freezing at full capacity. Now you're, you know, -5 degrees, still at 100% capacity. They've come a tremendous distance in the technology just over the last couple of years. So you put one in, you don't really have to have backup heat, you know, like you used to when you first started putting them in.
So I remember my parents with the old heat pumps, you know, back in the, I think it was late 70s, early 80s, and I remember watching the backup heat always coming on the early heat pump days, and man, they're just so much better than they used to be.
Yeah, so much more efficient. And even on the ducted side, heat pump technology, they've just poured a bunch into it. And, you know, the amount of efficiencies they're squeezing out of them now is just incredible. It's awesome to see.
And it's great because I know people that have changed up like this, and it's fun to hear their kind of testimonials out there of, oh, my gosh, I could notice my bill difference next month.
Yeah, it's as instantaneous as, you know, unplugging your cadet heater and not having any heat. I mean, it's a huge deal
But you wouldn't get that smell of the cadet heater in the fall when you turn it on.
That's true. Yep, that nice electrical burn of all the dust.
Exactly, And then you forget to do it.
The nostalgia.
Yeah, the nostalgia of all that. Well, when we come back here, I'm going to be talking to Nathan a little bit more about heating and cooling and stuff. And I want to get all your calls at 877-733-1011 just as soon as Around the House returns. With these
getting chilly, but it feels lonely, no pain. Cause the seas and angel creeping through the rain.
Me at night, getting uptight, where are you?
Welcome back to Around the House with Eric G. We are live here from the Portland Spring Home and Garden Show, and we are broadcasting live down here from the Pyramid Heating and Cooling booth. I want to mention, though, that this segment is brought to you by Western Construction Systems. Whether it's foundation repair, earthquake retrofitting, basement waterproofing, or drainage systems, WesternConstructionSystems.com, the integrity of your foundation is their specialty guaranteed. CCB number 94222. Well, we're having fun down here. And if you come down to the show, I want you to go back to the aisle 300. We're back here at the Pyramid Heating and Cooling booth, and I want you to come on air and ask some questions of us. I want to hear your home improvement questions today. Besides calling into the show, we've even got some prizes for you if you dare to come down over here and say hi. We got some stuff at the prize table here that could be kind of fun. And no, Donovan, I do not actually have clip-on Eric G. beards to give away. So I know you're laughing in there, but we're not doing that today.
A little brokenhearted.
But maybe next time. So, well, Nathan, well, welcome back here. We've been talking. Let me jump out before I do that. Let me give out the numbers. 877-733-1011. That's 877-733-1011. And if you do have a heating air conditioning question, you could pop in, and we could answer that for you here in this segment. So feel free to call in with that. Well, let's talk about efficiencies right now, because sure, Everybody likes to save money.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's one of the best places to save money in your home, because our homes every day are getting more expensive.
They are.
And technology is really changing things of how we heat homes and how efficient they can be, because a 10-year-old system now is nowhere near what they are today.
Correct.
So let's dive into the technology and how it can work with a modern home these days.
Sure. You know, on the gas furnace side, for example, you know, 10 years ago, at 90%, you know, 92% was the mecca of furnaces. That was, you know, oh, we have a high efficiency 92. 92 is kind of where code starts now. And, you know, we're at 96, 98, 98.6%. I mean, they're way up there. So that fuel utilization is extremely high. And when they're able to tie that to the smart thermostat we were joking about in the last segment, you know, you got a thermostat that not only talks to your cell phone, which is great because you don't have to get up off your couch, you can get alerts while you're at work, but it also looks at the usage and the time frames and how you use your house, and it critiques that performance to match the lifestyle in your modern home.
Yeah.
So over your neighbor's modern home, over the home next door. So
yeah,
it really is able to take that usage and determine when it's the best, how long it should operate based on what the outdoor temperature is. They, you know, look at the forecasted weather for your area. I mean, it's really, really cool stuff that they're doing.
It's amazing. And what I like about having those smart thermostats, which is great, and pick your brand, but what I like about, and then this is what's cool, is I can be on vacation or I can be out of town for a couple days, and I can plan for when that thing's going to heat back up again. So when I walk back in the house, it's not cold or hot or
whatever.
Doesn't
skip a beat.
Doesn't skip a beat. And you get home and you didn't notice that it was cranked back over the last couple days from whatever it was supposed to be at. And that's just been one of those little comfort things.
Well, absolutely. And the other thing about them being smart is not only can you control them in that fashion, but say the weather we've been having, it's been cold, 20 degrees a night.
Yeah.
If it's not heating, it'll send you a warning and say, hey, I've been trying to maintain a minimum temperature for the last 2 hours and I can't do it. Here's a warning. So it gives you some peace of mind if you're in Florida at the building show. You can say, oh no, I got a situation. You can call Pyramid for some service. Make sure your pipes don't freeze.
Yeah, exactly. And that's huge, because otherwise it's up to you to have somebody check out on your house and hopefully it turned out okay.
Correct. And, or you come home to a negative surprise.
Yeah. And
you,
then
know,
you don't want that at all.
Your luggage, you come into a cold house, your concern is high. So yeah, the smartness of them transforms not just on the efficiency, but also on some creature comforts and peace of mind things. So it's great features to have on those.
That's awesome. 877-733-1011. That's 877-733-1011. I want to get your home improvement questions today. We're in here talking at the Spring Home and Garden Show here with Pyramid Heating and Cooling. And this show is packed down here. Nathan and I are talking about heating and air conditioning and stuff if you are just joining us. But one of the things that that I think is it's scary for people when they start thinking about having to upgrade their heating and air conditioning system, because they think of it as this big number that they can't afford to do. And I think it's great with all the financing options you guys have. and the technology as well, you know. And then do you guys set up one of the things that people always have for, you know, they'll get going and their unit's 5, 10, 15 years old. What do you guys do for service plans down the road? Because it's just like your car. You got to maintain even the best system. If you've got the highest end Mercedes out there, you got to just change the oil. You got to do the basics. Let's talk about the basics with you guys.
Sure. Yeah, and on, you know, on all the equipment, as you get more efficient, just like with cars, you know, you're seeing more sensors, you're seeing more devices that are in those to manage that energy usage, that fuel usage, whether it's electricity on a heat pump or on a gas furnace, and all those sensors need to be verified that they're working properly. You know, those burner chambers need to be made sure that that flame is nice and crisp and it's not too lean or too rich. The combustion air piping, no birds decided to make a nest in that thing. You know, no spider, you had the pest control a minute ago, no spiders crawled up in there and decided, hey, this is where we're going to catch bugs. And that stuff, just like with a car, significantly impedes the performance, and you get kind of numb to it.
Yeah.
You know, you don't know that all of a sudden the furnace is using more energy. There's nothing that will tell you, hey, there's a bird in the intake, you know, it might be an issue, until a failure occurs. That's your indicator. That's what preventative maintenance is all about,
sure,
is getting in there and checking those things and making sure, A, you're not going to have a failure when you need it the most, and B, it's running at the efficiency that you expect it to be running at.
Because Murphy's Law says that as soon as you go hit this thing hard and it's either 105 degrees outside or 22 degrees outside, when that thing needs to go into high power mode and then now it's tripling and stumbling because you didn't have it tuned up correctly.
Yep.
You're in trouble.
Yeah, absolutely. And it could be something as silly and simple as a dirty filter.
Yeah.
You know, you just don't think about it. It's been pretty mild, and then poof, the unit doesn't work. You're going, oh my gosh. You have an expensive service call to find out the filter was dirty.
And by the way, people out there, when was the last time you changed your filter? Was that last week, last month, 6 months ago? A year ago? Is it all tacoed up in the middle of your fan and you don't know it?
Certainly go check it right now.
Exactly. It's funny because those basic things, I did a segment with Stephanie Kralovich on Morgan de Oregon last year, about a year ago, that we did at her house, and she had forgotten to change the filter 6 months or so.
Yep.
And it was a little 1-inch filter. And it was a really nice blanket.
It was.
I mean, you could actually roll it up and take it to tailgate.
A little snuggly.
Yeah, absolutely.
Dust bunnies in there.
Dust bunnies, everything else. But, you know, it's everybody does that. It's those maintenance things that always get forgotten. And when you forget those things, those are the things that always burn you.
It's a painful consequence.
Oh. You know? And then it never happens. It always happens on a weekend or a holiday or in the evening. Because it's going to be the most expensive time.
You work all day.
Yeah.
You come home and it's not working.
You make the phone call because that's when you're home the most.
Yep.
And that's so. My hint to everybody out there, maintain it. Get somebody out there. What do you guys recommend for doing those intervals in the last minute before we go to break here?
You know, it's annually on the heating side and the cooling side. So, you know, we want to look at that unit once a year for each side. So, you know, we typically see two visits a year for a, you know, home that has a furnace and an air conditioner.
That's awesome. When we come back here, I want to talk a little bit more about the show here. I'm going to be bringing on Jake from The Wall here in a minute. We're going to be talking to him. And when we come back, 877-733-1011, just as soon as Around the House returns. Have its weekend, and you better be out here at the Spring Home and Garden Show here in Portland. We're out here at Pyramid Heat and Cooling's booth out here, and we have just finished up wrapping, talking a little bit about heating and cooling with Nathan from Pyramid Heating and Cooling. We're out here in row 300, so when you walk in the front doors, head over to the left side of the building, and we're on row 300. Come by and say hi if you've got a question. You can maybe even get a nice prize that we've got sitting here. And Pyramid Heating and Cooling has some prizes as well. And this segment Around the House is brought to you by Adair Homes, building quality custom homes throughout the Pacific Northwest for nearly 50 years. find a design center near you at AdairHomes.com, CCB number 593. Well, hey, I want you to give us a call in the studio here as well, 877-733-1011. That's 877-733-1011. Well, right now, we're going to talk a little bit of exterior work. I've got Jake from the wall.
Nice to be
Welcome,
here.
Brother.
Hey, appreciate it.
How you doing, man?
Oh, not too bad. Enjoying
right.
the show?
Yeah, it's busy out here today.
It's a great turnout today.
It
a lot
is.
Better
this
than
is...
everyone's finally gotten out of that nasty weather and ready to come down.
Exactly. So this is awesome out here. Well, let's talk about what you guys do, because, man, you guys have a killer display up front up here.
Oh, well, I appreciate that. You know, all the display gardens this year turned out great. You know, they... all the vendors out there, they did a great job putting those things together. But, we've been busier than all get out right now, and we're doing a lot of retaining walls, a lot of concrete work, and, you know, we're doing everything from recycled concrete down to your segmental and all your poured concrete walls.
Let's talk a little bit about that. I mean, you guys do a lot of recycled stuff, which kind of makes you stand out a little bit different than everybody else, but you guys also do some great, you know, stonework and everything else. What's your favorite stuff that you like doing, man? What's your personal preferences?
Well, I mean, as the owner's son, you know,
yep.
I began building recycled concrete walls when I was a kid.
Yeah.
So I've got to say that that's one of my favorite things to do. It's so much fun. You know, it's a giant jigsaw puzzle with heavy pieces. But as of now, I do mainly segmental retaining walls. You
okay.
know, I'm a big Allen Block installer, Mutual Materials products. All those segmental retaining walls
nice.
Are great. But, you know, we're doing a lot of stonework. Stonework's kind of a big deal right now. It's real custom.
Yep.
High-end work.
Yeah, it's fun stuff.
It is. It's a lot of fun.
So if you're thinking about doing a patio, that is the way to go with some of this stuff. You guys can do some amazing stuff. And you've got a great outdoor display up there.
Yeah, and everything that you're going to see in our booth right now is all stamped concrete.
Okay.
You know, we don't have any pavers as of now,
yep.
but we do install any kind of paver system that you're looking for. But our stamped concrete's really been taking off.
Nice.
Our concrete foreman, Chris, has done a great job kind of bringing it to the next level.
Let's talk about that for a minute, man, about stamped concrete, because I tell you what, it looks gorgeous compared to just your normal patio or even the best of the 80s where you got the exposed aggregate that everybody else seems to have here in the Northwest.
That's right, yeah, exposed aggregate, you know, it's kind of a thing of the past.
Yeah.
You know, and when you can do some stamped concrete or even the sand finish concrete, which is a beautiful look for a driveway. You know, the stamped concrete, though, is great for your outdoor living areas. You know, it gives you the look of a slate patio without the cost.
And the maintenance.
And the maintenance, that's correct. You know, if you get a stamped concrete patio or a flagstone patio, it's two different animals. You've got a lot more maintenance with the natural stone.
Yeah, it's pretty, but, man, you got to stay after it. And there is some, otherwise it just starts looking bad quick.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, the concrete, the only drawback to the stamped concrete is the sealer.
Sure.
But if you get a good company to seal your concrete, you can get a good 15-year warranty and you're never going to have to worry about it.
And you're awesome at that point. You know,
oh,
I mean, that's 15 years, a long time.
15 years is a long time for sealer.
You throw a cedar deck out there, I promise you, you're staining that thing every couple of years trying to make it look good. So,
guaranteed.
So,
guaranteed.
Yeah, if you get that much out of anything around here, that's awesome for an exterior product.
Exactly.
So let's talk about what you guys, I mean, it's coming into your busy season.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
The snow's coming off the ground, and you guys are getting ready to spool up. You know, your booth over there, it shows a lot of different things of what you guys do.
It does, you know, and we tried to actually keep it simple this year. We didn't want to go all out. We wanted to give people a realistic look of what they can do with their small areas.
Yeah.
You know, and I think we did a good job pulling that off, but there are so many other things you can do. So we highly recommend get a designer involved, you know, get someone that can put it on paper so you see what you're looking at. We work hand in hand with Borland Landscape and Design.
Okay.
He's a great outfit to work with. He's the one who designed everything you see in our booth right now.
Nice. And that's the thing. I mean, whether or not, however you're doing out there with your projects, come up with a good plan. I don't care if it's inside or outside, because the worst thing you can do is go out there and put in that brand new patio and realize that you put it in the wrong spot or you didn't prep it right or
exactly.
anything else out there. And, you know, I was talking last week, I had, Stan Jesser from the CCB on. We were talking about, contractors and stuff that were doing bad work. And I was out at a job a couple weeks ago where they hired the low bid
on
the concrete work. It was a stamped concrete thing. And this guy built, I felt bad for the homeowner because he paid about half price for it.
Yep.
Guy didn't have a CCB that anybody knows of now because they were looking into it.
Right.
And he built him a wonderful little bowl where the center of that 12 by 24 patio had a nice little 4-inch puddle in the middle of it.
Correct.
And he was getting ready to start over.
Well,
and
it's one of those things. I mean, my concrete foreman, Chris, he tells me all the time. He goes, good work's, he goes, cheap work's not good and good work's not cheap. It's pretty simple. It's one of those things. You want to go with the low bid, but when it really boils down to it, you want to make sure you get the overall quality at the end of the day.
Well, and this guy's going to end up paying for that twice, and that's the bad thing. He, you know, he had all these bids that were at $7,000, and then he found a guy for $3,500, and now he's going to pay $7,000 plus $3,500 to fix it.
And you got the tear-out costs in that as
absolutely.
Well. Yeah. So. Hopefully he did the job extra wrong and no rebars in there.
No, I think he probably did that part right, unfortunately, because that's Murphy's Law.
Exactly.
So what are you seeing style-wise outside right now? Are you seeing a lot of outdoor living spaces and stuff? Is that kind of where the trends are going?
Yeah, I mean, if you really want to get some good examples, like you've been saying, come down to the Home and Garden Show here. You'll see plenty of examples. There's so many different varieties of outdoor living areas you can put into your own home. But, right now, the segmental's kind of been taken off big. Whether it's the stacked stone or the segmental split face block, all those things are really taking off, and there's plenty of vendors out here that are showing you some really amazing products.
That's awesome. Yeah, and you guys, I mean, that's the thing. When you come out here, the whole front side of the convention center out here of the Expo Center is just jammed with big, full-scale outdoor displays.
It is. And like I said before, all of the guys that came out and put those together did an amazing job this year.
That's awesome. 877-733-1011. That's 877-733-1011 if you want to call in and ask any questions. So what, when you guys are dealing with retaining walls and stuff like that, moisture on this side of the mountains is always an issue.
Yeah, your drainage is huge. You got to have a drain field behind your retaining wall, no matter what kind of retaining wall you're installing. Whether that's going to be wheat poles every 5 to 6 feet on center, or you're actually putting a drain field behind the retaining wall, it's a necessity. You have to make sure it's there.
I see so many people that end up going down to the home center. They get their they load up the back of their small little pickup with a pallet of blocks, and they're going home and going after it. And if you don't have that prep work done right, you got a heck of a mess going.
Well, and it's a big waste of time. You know, all it takes is some drain rock and maybe a perf pipe, and you're done.
You've got a lot done, yeah. I mean, and then, of course, the good footing down below it.
Oh, of course. Your footing's key. I mean, no good wall is going to be there without a footing. Every retaining wall is going to fail at the toe of the wall. There's no question.
That's the weak point of it.
Every time.
Yep.
Every time.
If you don't get that in there right, you're in trouble. What I like, too, is you guys can actually come in on job sites, and we did that one where I did a Morgan de Oregon segment a little bit ago with you, and we were doing some stuff like out of JT's place and all that. That was a fun project. But I like that you guys can come in with recycled concrete and do some pretty cool stuff.
And your material cost is so low.
Yeah, green, too. You're using
You got a cheap product, and it looks great when it's all said and done. I had a homeowner the other day. She wanted a poured concrete retaining wall, and I'm explaining to her the cost of that, and then I show her recycled concrete, and she just fell in love with it. And we finished the project, and she was just ecstatic.
That's awesome.
Just loved the overall look.
That's awesome. Best way to get a hold of you guys?
Give us a call at 503-735-9255 or check out our website at buythewall.com.
Right on, man. When we come back, we're going to be talking more home improvement here at the Spring Home and Garden Show just as soon as Around the House returns.
Thank you, Eric.
I'm a tango with your I know there's a place where we keep what we can't say.
Welcome back to Around the House with Eric G. We are live in the Pyramid Heating and Cooling booth here at the Portland Spring Home and Garden Show. Want to get your calls at 877-733-1011. That's 877-733-1011. And if you're shy, go ahead and send an email. I'll be able to get to it right now, but you can send it to ATH@KXL.com. And make sure you like the Facebook page, Around the House with Eric G. And if you're just tuning in and you're going to be in and out of the car like so many people are out there, you can always listen to the podcast, which is Around the House Online.com. So we're out here at Pyramid Heating Cooling Booth, but I drug somebody in the booth here, a friend of mine. Welcome, Rachel, from Western Construction Systems.
Hello, Eric. How are you doing?
Good. Having a good booth out here? Having fun at the show?
Definitely. There's a lot more people that we were expecting, so it's been really good so far. Awesome.
Well, you are kind of you're the person that runs the front half up there, it seems. When somebody calls into Western Construction Systems, many times they get you, and you are kind of like the conductor of the symphony at times, of trying to help people get them lined up with appointments and things like that.
Yeah.
So you end up being the person that talks to people off the ledge when they call in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, kind of starting the process and finding out how we can help them and what the issue is at hand.
So with Western Construction Systems, and I know because, you know, I work a lot with you guys, and you guys get so many phone calls on damaged foundations, water in the basement, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, what kind of phone calls do you guys get?
Oh, it's all over the board. It could be from water intrusion in the crawl space to just some simple cracks in the foundation that are found in after a home inspection and that kind of thing. So we work with a lot of agents as well as potential homeowners and that type of thing as well.
And that's the thing. I mean, there's so many people, and talk about on the show a lot, that you get so many phone calls from realtors that are like, the offer's in, the inspection's mm-hmm. there, and nobody bothered to look in the crawl space.
Yeah, yep.
And that's one of the things that I was talking about yesterday when I was in the studio at KXL talking to Rebecca, and we did a morning little news segment on the home show, and I just said, hey, do some inspection stuff before you get under pressure.
Mm-hmm.
Because you get dozens of phone calls.
Oh, yeah. Last day of the inspection period.
Yep. I mean, you hear that every day. Mm-hmm. It's the last day of the inspection period, and we got a heck of a mess. And if you actually get ahead and really just figure this stuff out beforehand, people are so far ahead of it versus right in the middle, and people are trying to battle over the who's going to pay for what.
Exactly.
Get it fixed before you do that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And we're not going to try to sell you on anything that we don't think you need. So we love going in there and giving you an honest opinion about what's going on and telling you what we can do for you.
Yeah, yeah. There's no franchise system that's mm-mm. already figured out before you walk in.
Exactly.
It's, okay,
yep.
What's the best solution?
Mm-hmm.
And then, and I was talking with David earlier on a couple weeks ago about the new FRCM system, which is going to be huge for Western Construction Systems because, man.
We're really excited about it.
Yep. That's going to be a big deal. And for you, anybody out just joining in right now, you know, take a look at that because that is something you can save serious foundation stuff. Hey, let's run out here to Chris in Hillsboro. Welcome to Around the House.
Hey, good afternoon. How are you?
Good, man. What can I help you with?
So, looking at kind of a big-term project in my crawl space there, replaced my heat pump about 3 years ago, 4 years ago, and some of the ducting in there looked to be in bad shape, but I didn't have the money to fix it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm hoping to use my tax refund this year to address that particular issue. And I've heard some yay and nay kind of rumors about possibly some form of like a PVC pipe replacement for the underhouse heater ducting, and wanted to get your opinion and any recommendations that you might have for it.
You know, I'll be honest. My opinion is I'm not a huge fan of using the plastic stuff for that. I like using, I'm more of a metal ducting kind of guy down there. It's just like plastic. When you put, with a lot of plastics out there, you put heat and you have moisture and everything else out there. I'd rather kind of have metal down there. I'm a little old school that way. You know, I've got in my crawl space now, I've got, you know, flex stuff that needs to be replaced out. That's just a complete mess. And I can't tell you how many crawl spaces that I've seen out there where you've got just a disaster with stuff. And you've got, I like going old school metal and just go sheet metal down there and have it well insulated. And it seems to me if you've got a maintained crawl space, that's going to do great for you, man.
Okay, and then as kind of a bigger picture in there, I'm hoping here within the next 12, 18 months, I'll be able to get everything sealed up down there and do like a totally sealed crawl space. Would that still be kind of your recommendation, stick with the metal?
Yeah, I would still stick with the metal down there and go that. I mean, I'm sure there's a ton of people out there that have other opinions, but from my point of view, I think just that old school metal is just going to be durable and you can actually do stuff with it. I'm not a plastic fan on a lot of different reasons because it just doesn't seem long-term to hold up over time.
Okay. Awesome. I really appreciate your help. Thank you so much.
Cool, man. Thanks for calling. Thanks for listening
Absolutely.
To Around the House. Appreciate it. So back to Rachel here. That was great. I love these calls. So this FRCM stuff that we were talking about, I mean, if you've got a block foundation, terracotta, all these things where people are telling you that you've got to replace it, you don't have to now.
Yeah, exactly.
In many cases.
And that's what we specialize in, too.
Yeah. So you've got a cost-effective solution for actually going in and earthquake retrofitting a brick building or a block building where before it was going to be massive projects to do that. Hey, when we come back, we're running out of time here. I can hear the music coming. When we come back, In the next hour, we're going to have some more fun here out at the Home and Garden Show. We are over here in row 300 at Pyramid Heating and Cooling, and there are a ton of gifts and things that we're giving away out here. There's a whole prize wheel just as soon as Around the House returns.
Hey folks, Jim here, producer of Around the House Show. You're loving the audio tips right now, but here's something new. Our full-length episodes and expert interviews are now on YouTube as video, so you can watch the demos, tool close-ups, and guest interviews, or just hit play and listen like a regular podcast. Just search Around the House Show on YouTube, hit that red subscribe button, and turn on notifications. It's free. And you'll get the best of both worlds, visual how-tos when you want them, audio when you're on the go. Don't forget to subscribe on your podcast app too. Thanks. And now back to the show.